out, people. Fucking SGK, Steve Goodkush, High Speed Steve, Fat Black Swag, whatever the fuck y'all know me as, Steve, here today to talk to you motherfuckers about whatever, man. Today, what am I talking about? Today we're talking about overdoing anything, man. You know what I'm saying? But I add limits to life, man. People often don't know how to add limits to life, you know what I'm saying? Like, too much of anything is bad for you, you know what I'm saying? Too much water can drown you. Too much smoke can kill you from smoke inhalation, you know? Too much money can make you overly greedy, man, you know? So I feel like greed is a major thing in America, you know? Like, people always want more. You know, but for me, I don't necessarily need more than the next man. I just need enough for me and my family to prosper, you know? And that's how I look at life. Like, I wish people kind of looked at life, you know, similar. I wish it wasn't so much about having the biggest house, the fastest car. You know, it's nice to have a fast car, but, you know, for everybody to be competing with everybody else, you know, and trying to have more than what the next man has, or just trying to have something better than what the next man has, you know. To me, that's corny, man. You know, why not just be content with what you have, you know? And if you want something more for yourself, then do it for yourself, you know, not for everybody else. You know, I feel like society kind of got things fucked up, you know. Everything's a competition nowadays, you know. Like, even like you talk about the NBA, they talk about LeBron James and Michael Jordan, you know. Like, why does somebody have to be better than the next man? Why can't we build a Mount Rushmore of best players, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got white men on the fucking Mount Rushmore. Those feel like those are founding fathers or the best presidents, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, we can't build a Mount Rushmore. Say we had a top five players in the NBA because they didn't even play the same position, which is even crazier. Like, you guys comparing two players, you know, that play different positions and, you know, play different roles on teams. You know, that's besides the point I was making before. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't always have to compare, you know? Like, I love what I have because this is what I have, you know? Like, and anything more than I get, that I get, is super appreciated, you know? I'm the type of person that gives love away and not necessarily expect anything in return, you know? That's because you're supposed to give things away, man, like, especially to the people you love and the people you care about, you know? It's not always about getting something in return, you know? Sometimes, you know, just give it off positive energy. You're going to get something back in return. It might not be when and what you want. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to get something back in return, you know, whether it's a smile. I was actually just in Pennsylvania. Not even in Pennsylvania. Fuck. I was at the Jersey Shore. And, you know, I'm always being nice to people, man. I'm overly generous and just nice to people. And I got to the window at this McDonald's. And the lady that took my order, she was an asshole. Like, she had an attitude. But when I got to the window, the lady that greeted me at the window, she had the most energy I ever. It was just lovely. Like, I felt like I was talking to one of my aunts. Like, I called her auntie and everything. I told her I loved her. And I was only talking to her. Actually, I ended up speaking to her for like 3 minutes. She talked about God. I'm not very godly. You know what I'm saying? I believe in energy. You give up good energy, it comes back to you. So she was like, yeah, baby, God woke me up this morning. I'm like, baby, I woke me up this morning. But, you know, we feel great. Thank you for giving me this great energy. You know, thank you for not being just nasty for no reason. You know, she said the same thing to me. She's not used to people being so nice at McDonald's windows. You know, I figured, why not be nice to people? You know, like, people are mean for no reason, you know, like, and that's because of greed, you know, because they might want something that you have. So they don't like you for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's satisfied and content with the stuff that they have. You know, and wanting more for yourself is great. But wanting more because somebody else has more is corny. You know, like, and I get it. It's nice to be able to see and to dream and to hope to have more things and better items. But to want it because somebody else has it is not, you know, that's not cool to me, you know? I got a lot of friends with nice cars, and I'm happy for them. I'm not like, oh, I gotta go get this because they got this. Nah, like, I'm happy for those dudes. They got nice cars. They got what they wanted. That's what they wanted, you know? I know what I want, and I have a goal that I hope to reach, you know, real soon. So, yeah, man, you know, everybody needs to, I feel like people just need to be more content in their lives, man, and stop trying to compare their lives to everybody else's, man, and the world would be a greater place, man. Yeah, like, you know, just everybody just, you know, just be good, man. Be happy. Like, why is everybody so sad nowadays? What's like, people are bad in their relationships, you know? Like, everybody wants more. They see a girl with a fatter ass, so they feel like, you know, they want another girlfriend. Or women see a man spending more money taking vacations with their girlfriends. So they want more from their man. You know, it's like, damn, like, just because the next person has more doesn't mean they're necessarily happier. You know what I'm saying? Just because the next person's taking more vacations, has a nicer car, doesn't mean they're happier than you are. You know, find happiness in yourself and the things that you have, and can't nobody tell you nothing. I got a little 1999 BMW, and I love my car. You know, it's right now, it's not treating me so well. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to run down. I got almost 300,000 miles on this shit, you know. But, you know, I love my car. I don't give a fuck about what you tell me about my car. My car gets me from where I need to go to where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? And then back home. Every once in a while, I might have a little hiccup. You know, my car might give me some problems. But that's because, you know, that's what cars are supposed to do. It's a 1999 BMW. I can't expect it to always run well, you know. But, these are my problems, you know, and I have to be content with my problems, you know. Just be content with your own shit, man. People always want what everybody else has. Just because they have more doesn't mean they're more happy than you are, you know. I'm happy because I'm happy, not because anybody else is making me happy, not because of my possessions, you know. I find the confidence in myself to smile, you know. Yeah, man. You know, people just need to be more content with themselves, with their own things, you know, and life would be a great place, man. But that was episode one of the fucking, what I'm going to call this? I'm going to call this the good cushion, what I'm going to call this, man? I'm going to call this the Cushion Creek Cologne. Cushion Creek Cologne. Podcast, man. Episode one. You know, I hope y'all have a good day filled with a bunch of peace, peace, positivity, and love. You know, greatness. Yeah, man. Y'all have a good day.